Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now, shop.asmia1.com, to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line. You can also find some sales goalkeeper products on our website. Use code SOS for a 10% discount of all products. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular offers and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Season of Sports with me, Asmir Vankovic, and my amazing producer, Joe Ovenall. Joe, how are you, mate?
Great, thanks, Asmir. How are you?
Well, I'm really good, thank you. It's the festive season. This is our Christmas special show. This is an episode where we look back on all things in 2018, look back at some of the best bits from our show, talk about some of the best, you know, sporting events of 2018, and do a nice little review, which I think is always a great thing to do, especially at this time of year. Anything stick out for you, Joe, in 2018? What was the highlights for you?
I think for me, in terms of the podcast, was definitely coming to check out your golf day that you put on with your foundation.
Thank you.
It was great. It was good fun. And I don't know if you remember, but the weather was stunning. So
halfway point, 9 holes down, 9 to go. How do you think you're playing?
Not too bad. The team's doing really well. A couple of the other boys playing a bit better. But I'm playing to my 2021 handicap, double bogey golf, so could be a little bit better, but we'll see. Enjoying the day, though.
I just went and chatted to the scorekeeper, and he said, your team's up in fifth place. I don't know if you know, that's good. Sights of winning.
We're doing okay. We're with touching distance. Hopefully a good back nine will get us up there.
Who's the star man on your team?
Star man, Rob Papanicola. Absolutely bossing it today, so glad to have him on my team today.
Brilliant. I'll keep him out. Get some lunch and have
a thanks, Joe. Day. Welcome break. Needed. Absolutely.
No, it was actually an amazing day. Great turnout. Obviously, great to be able to cover it with the podcast. But it was an amazing day. We had so much fun, raised a lot of funds, and we'll do it again next year.
Excellent. But I think in terms of away from the podcast, my favourite sporting moment of 2018 has to be the World Cup. Has to be.
Yeah, unfortunately, the trophy didn't quite make it home. But, you know, I think the World Cup and the buzz in England was something else, I have to say. Really great to be part of it here, and you know, it's what these major tournaments are all about, bringing people together and creating amazing stories. I really love that. For me personally, a couple of the highlights was the NBA. The NBA playoffs, I think, were great until the finals. Remember both the conference finals going to Game 7s, which was amazing. LeBron obviously left to the Lakers. The Super Bowl was an amazing spectacle earlier in the year. The Eagles and the Patriots going at it, even though my Patriots lost, it was still an amazing, amazing event. So looking back at this, those kind of things, you forget how good of a game it was, actually. But overall, I think we had a great year of sport in 2018. And let's get into some of the best bits of our podcast of 2018. First up, in January, we spoke to the Indiana Jones of football, James Montague, who told us about his quest from Haiti to Lebanon, and find some of football's most fascinating stories.
The story I wanted to tell wasn't necessarily chasing them and getting their interviews, because they're a very secretive group of individuals who rarely give interviews. I mean, Sheikh Mansour has never given an interview in 10 years at Manchester City. He's only ever turned up for one football match. Roman Abramovich hasn't given an interview since 2006. They don't need to. They're too powerful. They're too connected. There's no benefit for them for doing an interview. So I knew that I wouldn't get... There are some people I did get to speak to. For instance, I spoke to Thaksin Shinawatra, the former owner of Manchester City and now deposed Prime Minister of Thailand. And of course, he's a very interesting character in this evolution of the globalised money in football. But I really wanted to tell the story of these men, rather than kind of where they are now, how they got their fortunes and who they kind of stepped on along the way.
We did a show from the O2 Arena in London as the NBA came to town, brought the 76ers and Celtics to the UK. It was a great show, and here are some of the best bits.
So we're here now, courtside, in the warm-ups, actually. Rachel, you're here with me. And joining us now is a special guest, a very good friend of mine and teammate of mine, Charlie Daniels. Charles, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? Thank you for inviting me, first of all. It's my first NBA game. I'm really looking forward to seeing the top stars play.
I'd love to see you.
Watching everyone go through the warm-ups, you know, it's it's really nice and refreshing to see, you know, all the media around everyone in the warm-ups, and there's so much access. It's really good to see.
It's so different to what we do, Rachel. I mean,
I was about to say, it's very different, isn't it, from the start of a football game? You never
see
all
90 minutes before, we do a little three questions, and one particular player does three questions. That's sort of all the media access you get, whereas we're here standing like 2 feet away from these guys while they're getting physio, they're getting treated. We've got Joel Embiid 2 meters from us, getting physio work done on him. So this is it's such a different environment. So Chaz, this is your first ever NBA game, right?
Yeah, it's my first ever one. I'm really pumped and looking forward to it.
It's not a bad one.
Pretty good teams, pretty good matchup lined up. So
what kind of, like, this prep that they're doing here, how do you reckon, like, compared to, you know, football, how do you think that prepares them mentally for the game? Like, what kind of position?
Like, I don't know. This is really bizarre. Like, we don't do anything on the day of a game, really. Sometimes in the morning of a night game, we'll do a little bit. Some more of a walkthrough. But these guys are actually, like, putting through their paces. They're getting a sweat on, you know, what are we now, 90 minutes before tip-off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not finding it's very early for them to be doing a warm-up.
So it's just really different. I don't know how – you can't – completely different to us. It's not something I can relate to.
No.
You mean you're not bouncing a football and running backwards before the game?
No,
not an hour and a half before a game. No. We're just turning up to the ground an hour and a half before the game.
Yeah, we just come to the ground, and obviously we have 30, 40 minutes of getting ready before we head for the warm-ups. But these guys are actually, like, doing a proper training. Yeah, training session, and it's normal. I've seen this before. I find it very different, so I couldn't relate to it. So it's amazing to see these different sports and different preparations and how they go about their business. So really, really cool.
And it's quite something to see a full physio examination in front of everyone else. I don't know about you. I don't think I'd want to be examined on a table in front of the world's media. But
Hopefully there's nothing wrong with them. But yeah, it's different that they have brought the physio table out literally right on the court rather than have it in a changing room. So
like I said, for us it's so different because we're locked away. You know, we literally get put away before the game, after the game, you know, whereas here, even after, the press can come into the locker room and they do interviews in the locker room with the guys straight away. So it's just a different ball game, to be honest, different environment. So it's kind of really cool.
The Season of Sports podcast took you on an adventure to Portugal as we went inside AFC Bournemouth's warm weather training camp with Nathan Aki.
Nice to be here. Nice to be away with the team. I think some team bonding, and it will do us good, I think.
Yeah, these mid-season trips can do lots of good for teams. Have you done it before?
Yeah, I've done it a few times. Not in the middle of the season like this, to be fair. I think this is the first time, like, in the middle of the season. I think away trips always helps. I think you do a lot of time with the team, and like dinners and outside of football, I think, and it helps, like, team bonding. So I think it will help.
So you've been playing at a high level this season, enjoying your football. You've broken into the national team, which I know is important for you. How do you think the season has gone so far for you?
Yeah, I think personally it's been okay. I think the start was a bit tough the first few games. I think I had to adapt a little bit, but I think after that I adjusted, and I think it's gone well. I think this is exactly what I needed, playing a full season in the Prem, and so far it's been week in, week out, and I think I've been learning a lot from it, so so far so good.
Well, keep it up, and I'm enjoying playing behind you, so it's been going good. And for the rest of the season, how do you see the rest of the season going, and for yourself, for the team?
Obviously, the main thing is to get 40 points as quick as possible. I think the games coming up are really important. Hopefully, we can get some wins there. And then, I think we have to see where we can finish. Obviously, we want to do better than last season. Last season was 46 points, and hopefully we can get more. But the first one is Newcastle first.
Beautiful. Nate, you've been a top man. Thank you for joining us on the Season of Sports, and speak to you soon.
Personal trainer Bradley Simmons gave us a few tips and tricks to keep super fit and talked about his new book coming out.
For me, that was a great experience. I was, 19 at the time. So, no, I definitely had a great time in Iceland. And obviously living with the likes of David James was a great experience. It made me mature. And it made me turn from a boy into a man. So, no, definitely enjoyed that experience. And it definitely was an experience that's helped me in my career today.
Yeah, that's an amazing experience. I think what amazes me about your story is obviously that your football career was cut short by injury, which I know affects a lot of people, a lot of athletes. I mean, how did that affect you mentally? How did you deal with that sort of a setback?
Well, it was tough. I remember being a free agent, being in a cast after breaking my leg. So not earning any money, sitting on my sofa, feeling pretty depressed. So that was very tough. And obviously, as I was at 20 at the time, and at the age of 20, you should be breaking into a first team. You should be really pushing to get your career up and going. So obviously, that was very tough. And I had a lot of friends at the time breaking into first teams, doing really well. So the best thing I had to do was just keep myself ticking over. I had to stay positive. And in the meantime, I got myself a personal training course. So my advice to people out there definitely is don't give up. Look at plan B, because everyone has to have a plan B, like I did, and then you can go on from there. I was thought to myself, do I want to play in the lower leagues? Do I want to go abroad again? But I decided just to take plan B, go down a different route, and it's definitely paid off for me with obviously hard work, consistency, and a lot of hard graft over the last 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's an important message, like you said, to send to the youngsters, and one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show was to let your young footballers understand that it doesn't always work out. Plan A doesn't always happen for whatever reason. And it's good to have a plan B. It's good to get your education and start thinking about other options that could present yourself.
Because a lot of youngsters these days, I see, earning a lot of money, you know, and they're not actually in players in the first. So they get to the point where they think they've actually made it. Next minute, they get dropped or they get released. And a lot of players, like, they lose confidence. And they can't actually deal with the lower league football, for example. Like a lot of lads who were at QPR with me at the time, they couldn't handle the conference South, and next minute, they're not playing for anyone. So I definitely think for young players, you definitely need to have that plan B, just in case you just don't know what's around the corner. But obviously being confident in yourself that you can make it.
Of course, we'll catch you up to date with the greatest sporting events, from the Super Bowl to the Ryder Cup and the Winter Olympics, and to another successful season for Lewis Hamilton. But I wanted to mention one thing in the NFL previews. Who could forget Russell Goldman's preview of the AFC, making the Jacksonville Jaguars his Super Bowl favorite in the AFC? Now, our NFC pick with the Atlanta Falcons wasn't any better, but you know we couldn't let Russ live that one down. So here's his pick in the AFC.
Wow. Okay. So I guess we're gonna go there, Asmir. I've already made this.
We're gonna
prediction.
Go there.
Okay, let's go there. Asmir, I'm going to pick the Jaguars to go to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship game because I think they're going to get the number one seed. This isn't what I want to happen. It's what I'm predicting to happen. So we'll see. Again, it's a long season. We'll see how it all plays out. But if I'm looking at it and if there's a team that I think can give the Patriots fits, it's going to be the Jaguars. So I am maybe going out on a limb, but predicting them to get to the Super Bowl. And on the other side, I have a surprise, and that's the Atlanta Falcons.
So we wanted to thank all of our listeners for listening to all of our shows over 2018. I know Joe and I had a blast putting these episodes out for you guys. I really appreciate the support. We wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year. Have a great holiday season. And Joe and I look forward to being with you in 2019.